This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Yes, praise God. What I want to speak to you today is something that's been in my spirit. The last week or so, I've been just seeking the Lord, and I got so much good stuff Friday that was deposited in my wife and I, and I said, Lord, what do you want to bring to our church this week? And I just felt a theme that was really in my heart that I want to bring to you today. And if you would, I want you to turn with me to Proverbs 19. I don't think this is going to be a long message, but I think it's going to be direct. And it's going to, I hope, bring some focus to us today. Hallelujah. While you're finding that, the title of my message today is this: Men's Plans or Divine Plans? Question mark. I'm going to say that to you again. Men's Plans or Divine Plans? Question mark. And another question I want to just pose to you, we'll answer this as we go through the message today, but do you know what time it is? Okay? Do you know what time it is? Now, you know I'm not talking about what physical time it is. You know, it's a couple minutes after 11. So don't say, you know, Pastor Rich, you know what time it is. That's not what I'm talking about today. Amen? Do you know what time it is? As far as the ministry, as far as where we are in the kingdom of God, do you know what time it is in your life today? Amen. You know, what is God saying today, praise God, to us? Men's plans or divine plans? I want to read with you a couple scriptures from Proverbs as I begin this message. And I just want to pray first. Lord, I just thank you again for today. Thank you, Lord, for your people who are here. I believe, Lord, everyone that is here has their heart open and their ears open to hear and receive your word today, Father. I just ask, God, you would speak to us through your word. You would encourage us, edify us, give us direction and focus, Lord, today as we study your word. We ask this now in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Praise God. Men's plans or divine plans? Proverbs 19, we're going to read verses 20 and 21 to begin here. It says in verse 20, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. I want us to notice here, God has given us some directives here as we begin this message about men's plans or God's divine plans that we want to see here today. He tells us in his word that we need to hear counsel. Amen? How many know every day of our life we need instruction to live? Amen? We need the counsel of the Lord. And the Lord is saying here that we must have what? An ear to hear. How many know that I can't make you come here, or I can't make you listen, or I can't make you read the Word of God? You got to have a want to today. Amen? Nobody forced you to come today. You came because you wanted to be here. We have some guests that are here, which we welcome them. They decided to come and visit us today. Amen? I didn't call them and invite them. They came. Amen? God gives us a free will, but he tells us here that we need to be open and listen or hear, meaning we have to have our ears open to hear counsel. Okay? And how many know this is where we get our counsel? Amen? I mean, God has given us other avenues of knowledge and wisdom and counsel, but for the most part, where we really need counsel comes from the Word of God. So he tells us, number one, to be open and listen, hear counsel. And then he says, receive instruction. Okay? So number one, we need to hear counsel. And then he says, now you need to receive instruction. Okay? In the Amplified Bible, when it talks about instruction, it breaks it down a little bit different. It says, not only do we need to receive instruction, but it says it this way. We need to accept correction. Now, usually when we say that word, a lot of people tune their ears off. Okay? I think a lot of times we, as the body, as the believers, sometimes, you know, when correction comes, we kind of frown from it. But God tells us here that not only do we need to listen or hear counsel, but we need to be open to receive instruction. Amen? All of us need instruction. Okay? All of us have not, none of us have arrived here today. Amen? None of us. Even the pastor. I'd be the first one to tell you that. Okay? We all need to receive instruction. And if I can put this a little bit different to you, how about if I say it this way? We need to all be teachable. Oh, I should have got some amens there. We need to be teachable. Amen? Amen? Meaning that, you know what, Pastor Rich, I understand, you know what, I don't know it all. I want you to teach me. Amen? Lord, I'm open today. I don't have all the answers. I've made some mistakes, but you know what? I'm open. My heart is open. Teach me today. Amen? That's what he's saying here, you know, that we be open to receive instruction. And sometimes when we receive instruction, it means we need correction sometimes. Okay? And that's for all of us here. You know, nobody is not a part of that. You know, the Word of God is to give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding and to lead us and guide us in truth. And sometimes we go off a little bit. And God has to kind of bring us back in into that straight and narrow path. Amen? You know, the Bible talks about that the path that we walk as Christians, it's straight and it's narrow today. But the Bible also says the way to destruction is broad and wide. You know, so the path of Satan and of the devil is very wide, and he'll let you do anything you want to do, say anything you want to say, and that's okay with him. But with God, we know today that our path is straight and it's defined. Okay? And on this path, we need to always be willing to hear counsel and also receive instruction. Now, why does he say that here? Look at the end of that verse. He says, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. How many want to be wise here today? Amen? God says, hear counsel, receive instruction, so that you can be dumb, so you can be stupid. No, he says, because I want you to be wise in your latter end. Friday, when we were at this meeting, the pastor, bishop, they call him bishop, so I want to call him as they call him. He's Bishop T.D. Jakes. He ministered to us how God wants to reposition us so that the second half of our life will be better than the first half has been. Amen? And that's what God is saying here. He's saying, you know what, if you'll hear my counsel, you'll receive my instruction. You know what? Your latter days will be better than your former days. Amen? I want that today. How about you, church? Amen? I want my latter days from today to the future till Jesus comes back. I want my latter days to be better. Amen? And for that to happen, that means sometimes I may have to change some things. Sometimes I might have to admit I've made some mistakes, right? Sometimes I'm going to have to receive correction and be open to it. You know, even though that hurts sometimes. You know, sometimes our pride gets hurt and so on and so forth. But you know what? That's part of life today. OK? Okay? It's just part of living and maturing, not only just in life, but in the Lord. Okay? God wants us to always be hearing counsel. So that means we must be before God's Word daily, not just Sunday morning when we come to church or Wednesday night. Amen? But daily, in your devotional time with the Lord, we need to read the Word so we'll hear counsel. Okay? And we'll receive instruction so that you will be wise in your latter end. Amen. God wants us to be blessed today. Amen. God wants us to be fruitful today. God wants our life to be an example to others, especially those in the world today. And how is that going to happen? When we hear counsel and we receive instruction. Very important here, what we're seeing. Amen. Going on here, verse 21. He says, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. He says here, there's many devices in man's hearts today. Another way to say that is, you know what? There's many plans in the hearts of men and women today. God puts different things in our hearts. Sometimes it's things we have in our heart. Doesn't even mean it's from God. It's things we have. But he says, you know what? There's many devices or many plans in the hearts of man today. But nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, he says here, you know what? That shall stand today. Amen? Another way to put this today, if we look this up, in the Amplified Bible, it says it this way. Many plans are in a man's mind. Okay? Hear me today. Many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. Amen? So, today we may have many plans. My title, Men's Plans or Divine Plans. Okay? We may have many thoughts today, many ideas, many plans that we may have in our heart. But you know what? Some of those may be good and so forth, but beyond what we have in our heart or what we may think in our mind, we need to really look for the divine plan today. Amen? We really need to have what God is saying. This is what I want from you. This is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to walk. This is what I want you to say. I mean, there's a difference between what we have inside and what God is saying many times. Amen? So he says here, there's many devices or many plans in our hearts today, but the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand today. Amen. I want the counsel of the Lord. How about you? Amen? You know, we can't go wrong today if we seek for the counsel of God in everything that we do here. Not only in our church, but in our personal life, in our family life, maybe in our business. Praise God, I know some of us have our own businesses here. We need the counsel of the Lord to come into those areas today. Amen? So that we'll be fruitful and be blessed today. We got to desire that today. That must be part of our heart, what we want. Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying, God? What is your plan? Because I mess things up. Show me if I'm off today. Show me what I need to change. Show me what I might need to reposition here in my life. Okay? That's what we're saying here. Another verse to go with this in Proverbs chapter 20, right? The next chapter. In verse 18, the first part of that verse, 20:18, it says this, every purpose is established by counsel. Amen? Every purpose, okay? How was it established? By counsel, amen? Counsel that will be fruitful and will lead us in the right way, which is the Word of God, amen? So every purpose, the purpose of you being here today at Oriel Christian Assembly, our purpose will be here, it says here, will be established by the counsel of God. Amen. And our purpose is to meet God when we come here. Amen. I mean, I know it's a good thing if you come, you want to meet your brethren, you want to fellowship with your brethren. That's part of what we do when we come. But first and foremost, we come to church to meet God. Amen? We come to meet the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Amen? It's about being in the what? The presence of the Lord where there's fullness of joy. Amen? That's why we come here. Amen? First and foremost, that's the divine plan. Okay? It's not my plan or any leader's plan here or any member here plan. It's what God wants when we come here. This is what we come here for. And he says here, you know what? Every purpose is established by counsel. Counsel. Amen. Hallelujah. There's another scripture. I know it's in Proverbs. It says, in the multitude of counselors, there's what? Safety. Right? In the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Meaning, you know what? When we have a lot of people who have a lot of good know-how, who have a lot of good wisdom and knowledge, you know what? And we look to those people, there's going to be safety there. That means I'm going to receive some truth for my life. I'm going to receive direction in my life because, you know, where there's counsel, there's direction today. Amen? Amen. That's what we have here when we come to the house of God. Amen. It's very important today. Hallelujah. I want to give you an example in the Bible of where David gave direction to his son, Solomon. Okay? So I want you to turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 28. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. This is a couple of good scriptures that are really a blessing today. Amen. And in this chapter, David is charging Solomon, his son. Okay? You know the story. How originally God spoke to David to build the tabernacle, build the temple, right? And because David made some mistakes in his life. You know what? He was not really able to fulfill what God had told him because he messed up. But Solomon was going to do it. And here David gives his son Solomon a charge concerning the house of God. And I want to relate this to us here at Oriel. Okay? As he speaks to Solomon, it's like he's speaking to the leader here. So in a sense, he's speaking to me as the pastor here, but he's also speaking to all of us here. And some of the verses we're going to read here pertains to not only the pastor or the leader, but to those who are part of the church. Can I get an amen here? All right, so I want you to be open here and listen to what David was saying to his son Solomon here, because it will relate to us today about men's plans or divine plans. God, what is the plan? Amen? God, what is the pattern? That's what you're going to read here as we read this morning. Okay, we want to look at verses 9 and 10, and then we're going to read 20 and 21. So in verse 9 of 1 Chronicles 28, look at what it says here. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. Kind of seen repetitious things here, what we've been talking about this morning. He says, if thou wilt seek him, he will be found. Amen. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. I'm just going to read the next verse and we'll go back. Take heed now, for the Lord had chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. That's a charge today, okay? You can see how David, with Solomon his son, he spoke to his son with authority. Amen? He charged them. He said, you know what, Solomon? This is what you need to do. I'm charging you to do this. And he tells them certain things here that we need to take notice of. Number one, he says in verse 9, you need to know my God. Amen? He tells him, you know what, Solomon? The God that I serve and know, you need to know him too if you're going to lead this this amount of people and do this thing that God has called you to do, to build this place for the sanctuary. You know what? You're going to need to know God if you're going to do this today. Amen? How many know me as your pastor? I need to know God to be in this position. Amen? I can't do this without knowing God today. Amen? But he doesn't stop there. He says, you know what? Not only do you need to know my God, but you got to serve him. And he tells them how we got to serve him. He says, serve him with how? A perfect heart, oh Lord, and with a willing mind. That's a pretty good combination here for us, church. We got to serve God with a perfect heart and a willing mind. You say, well, Pastor Rich, I'm not perfect. I know, neither am I. He's not saying perfect in the way you think of it, but the Amplified Bible says perfect means blameless. Okay? Having a heart that is blameless, having a heart that's pure, having a heart that's genuine today. Amen? Serving God, knowing Him, and then serving Him with a blameless or a perfect heart. And then he says, what else? With a willing mind. You have to be willing today, amen? You sometimes have to be willing what? To change, amen? You have to be willing to sometimes admit it. I made a mistake. I'm wrong today. You got to have what? A willing mind, amen? Now he's talking to Solomon here, who is going to lead this thing, to the leader. So it starts from the top today, amen? And it goes down to everybody else. He says, you need to know God, and you need to serve Him, and you need to serve Him with a blameless, perfect heart, and with a willing mind. Whew. We need that today. Hallelujah. Amen? Sometimes we get in a place, you know, where we don't want to change sometimes. Amen? Oh, I've done it this way for so long, Pastor Rich. I got to do it this way. Who says? Do you have a willing mind today? Amen? How many know change is really good sometimes? It keeps things fresh. Amen? Sometimes you do the same old thing over and over again. You kind of get complacent sometimes. Amen? And God says, you know what? Are you willing today? Do you have a willing mind and a willing heart? If I tell you to go right, will you continue to go left, even though you went left for so many years? If you don't have a willing heart and a willing mind, you won't even listen if the Lord tells you, let alone if I ask you to do something. Amen? So he's telling Solomon here, you know what? As you lead this project, you're going to have to know God, and you're going to have to serve Him like this. You're going to have to be blameless before God, be genuine, and always have a willing mind, because you know what? I'm going to speak to you what to do. Amen? You got to be open and have your ears open to hear what God will say to you. Amen? And we need that in our lives every day. Oh, it's getting quiet in here. This hits home today. Amen? He says, for the Lord what searcheth all hearts? Who? The Lord searches our hearts. Amen? The Lord knows if you're happy today, or you're depressed, or you're down, or you're excited. God knows your heart today. Amen? He knows where you're at. I may not, but He knows. He searches our heart, He says. And He understands all the imaginations of our thoughts. God knows what we're thinking today. Amen? Before you even came here, God knew what was on your mind. Amen? He knew what was in your heart. I mean, let's not fool ourselves. He made us. Amen? He knows how we tick. He knows how we work today. Amen? He's God. Hallelujah. But he's encouraging Solomon. And this is David, his father, saying, you know what? This is how you're going to have to be if you're going to get this done for me, for the Lord. Amen? Oh, it's a powerful church. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, if you seek him, you'll find him, right? If you forsake him, he will cast thee off. And look at what he says. He says, and he will cast thee off forever. Oh my God, that's pretty heavy there. I don't ever want to be cast off from the Lord. How about you today? Amen? And he says, forever. Wow, that's a warning, I think, church. He says, you know what? If you seek him, you're going to find him today. But if you forsake God, he'll forsake you. How many know people do that to us sometimes? Right? God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you as long as you look to him. But how many know sometimes people have forsaken us? Oh, I'm getting real quiet here. I'm just being honest with you today. People are going to sometimes let you down. Amen? Sometimes you're going to think they're for you, they're behind you, and sometimes you find out in the end, they really weren't. Okay? I've been through that. All right? I've been through that. Been in different churches, been in different leadership. People who I served with for years. Listen to me here today, church. For years. People who were under my leadership, who said this and this, but then when it came time to really make a decision for what was going to happen in the church, where were they? People that I counted on for years, all of a sudden, man, did they let me down. And that hurt, okay? It hurt. And that's because people are going to be people sometimes, amen? But God is not like that today, church. Amen? He will not forsake us nor leave us. And you know what? We as the church, we as His people today, we're supposed to reflect that to others. Amen? We should not let people down. We should not forsake people. We should love people until the end. Did you hear what I said? To the end. Even when they forsake us, even maybe when they do us wrong, God still says, love them. Amen? And that's hard to do sometimes. Don't get me wrong. You know, if you walk in your flesh, you won't do it. But you need the Lord to strengthen you and help you, because we always got to be above reproach today. Above reproach. You know, it's not because Pastor Rich is watching you today. Amen? How many know that? I only see you a couple times a week. And I can't be with you 24/7. I can't. It's not my job to be that way anyways with you. But God is with you every moment of the day. Amen? God knows what you're doing. If we're doing something wrong, don't try to hide it, because, you know, God knows. Sometimes we think, oh, I'll just do this. I'll just do this in my closet. Nobody will know. See ya. You know, you try to go high. Don't fool yourself today, amen? God sees it, right? God knows what's going on. And you know what? Eventually, it'll show up. But sometimes people play a game with each other. You know, I ain't going to tell them, or I won't show them. But you know what? The truth eventually comes out. It does, okay? But we're not to be like that, church, this way. That's not the way God is. And we're supposed to be a reflection of God. All right? So here he's encouraging Solomon. Now let me continue here, because this is all really good. In verse 10, he says, now, take heed now. I mean, it gets stronger here now. He says, you know what? Solomon, you need to take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Oh. He says, you know what, my son? You got to now wake up. Take heed. Get responsible. This is what I'm telling you to do, what God has called you to do. This is a responsible position that you have been given. And you know what? You need to take heed to it right now. Meaning, accept it and run with it. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. Take heed. Take a hold of it. You know, let this be what I've put inside of you. You need to run with this now. Amen? The same way, you know what, when the Lord sent us here, this is what he said to me. Look at what he said in the verse. He says, take heed now, for the Lord has chosen thee to build this house. Amen? When the Lord brought us here, that's what He was saying to me and my wife. I've sent you to Pastor Oriel Christian Assembly to build this house. Amen? That's what I've come here to do, church. Not to see the church diminish. To build this house. Amen? But you know what? The devil's going to fight us tooth and nail. He ain't going to like the things that we do here. He's already upset with us, all right? He doesn't like when things are going good and we see people coming, new people to the church. God is moving. We're blessed in our services. We're doing different outreach things like we did a couple weeks ago. We had a mother and daughter banquet. 80 people came there, and most of those people were not from here. You think the devil's happy when we do that stuff? He gets upset, and he tries to throw a curveball in there and tries to distort what God is doing. You know what? But we can't let those things faze us, right? We've come to what? Build the house, amen? And I could get discouraged and get a defeatist attitude today, but I refuse to do that, amen? Because God has said, you know what? I'm calling you and I've chosen you to come and build a house. Amen? And we can't walk by what we see sometimes. We got to walk by faith. Amen? And know that we're in a warfare today. We're in a battle. Amen? You know, some of you are probably wondering, what happened to some of our praise and worship team? Well, I can't even answer that all the way, to be honest with you. But what I will say to you is, to pray for them, amen? Pray for the praise and worship team. I need to say something to you today. Since we have been here, the enemy has attacked the greatest in the praise and worship. And you should not be surprised about that today. Because if the enemy can get our praise and worship to die, you know what? We won't go forth, amen? How many know the praise and worship in the service is so important, amen? It brings us in the presence of God. It prepares your heart to receive the Word of God. Amen? So the devil, he attacks people that are in the praise and worship. Amen? He tries to come in and bring contention and strife and do things that people will feel like they're not needed or not wanted. People will get offended. That's all Satan trying to distort the work of God. Amen? But we need to pray for our team, amen? That God would bless them and speak to them and make them know everybody is wanted here. Everybody is loved. We want everybody here to flow, amen? That's the truth. But the devil is a liar today, amen? He's a deceiver. He's so good at what he does, sometimes he makes you believe his lies. How many know that? It's the truth. He's good at what he does, the devil. But let's not lose focus here today, okay? God is telling Solomon here, you know what? I've called you, I've chosen you to build my house, and I want you to be strong and do it. Hallelujah. He says, be strong. He didn't say, be weak. Why do you think he's told Solomon here, be strong? Because you know what? It ain't going to be easy. Amen. Everything's not going to go smooth when you build and do a project, okay? This was a physical project. This was the building that was going to be made, right? So a sanctuary could be there. But I'm talking to you about the spiritual house of God today, amen? In the same way, he's telling us here, be strong, amen? Why? Because you're going to have opposition. The devil's going to fight you, amen? When God is moving and doing great things, people are getting saved, people are getting healed, people are getting filled with the Spirit, the devil don't like it. So he tells us, be strong, amen? Don't give up. You know what? People who give up, they're losers today, amen? There's no losers in this house, amen? How can you lose if you have Jesus today, amen? You only lose if you want to lose. I decided 27 years ago, it was time for me to start winning. Right? I lost enough times in my life. But when I came to Jesus, you know what? I became a victor because of Him. Hallelujah. He says, be strong. My son, it ain't going to be easy. but be strong. I'm with you. I won't leave you. Amen. And then he says at the end, do it. Right? So I'm bringing that to you today, church. Let's do it. Amen. Let's do it. Let's do what? Our part. Amen. You know, pray for your pastor and his wife. Amen. We've been a lot of attacks lately. And attacks, I don't like them, but it's part of ministry, you know. Attacks at work, different things here, you know. But God is so faithful. Amen. See, the devil don't know this, but he should know it because I've been serving God for a while. When the attacks get stronger, you know what? I fight stronger. Amen. Because that's where the victory is. You don't, when, you know, the going gets tough, you've heard this saying, the tough get going. Amen. You don't give up and quit and say, oh, forget it. That's it. No. I mean, that's what Satan would want us to do today. But no, we got to be strong. He says, be strong and do it. Praise God. What he's saying is, you know what? If you're strong, you'll do it today. Amen. It may take a while, you know, the time frame for things to happen. You know, our desire is to see this church full. Amen. Just imagine what that did for me and my wife Friday, going to a church, 10,000 seat place, and they had to bring chairs out. Hallelujah. You don't think that fired me up? I mean, we got people all over this community and area who need Jesus. Amen. We need to just have a desire and a passion for them. Lord, give us what? The plan. Hallelujah. He gave David and he gave Solomon a plan here. He gave them a pattern. This is how I want you to build the house of God. If you can pray anything here during the week, is pray for us and say, Lord, show Pastor Rich, show his wife, what is the plan? What are we supposed to do here at Oriole? Amen? You know what? The plan that God gives us will be different from the church down the street. Don't look to the other churches you know and say, well, why don't we do things like them? Because that's them. Amen? We're us. How many are hearing me today? Okay, we have to continually seek God. What do you want us to do different, Lord? I don't want men's plans today, people. I want God's plans. And yes, God will speak to us what those plans are. And you know what? I'm willing to listen. Amen. I've told you, if God gives you something and you want to come talk to me, say, Pastor, look, this is what the Lord has given me. Come tell me, church. I will listen and hear you. My office is open. My phone is open to hear from you, okay? We're a team here, amen? I'm not all by myself. How many know what I'm talking about today, amen? Just like here, he told them, you know what? This is your responsibility. But you know what? We're going to read now about our responsibility here too, okay? Look at verse 20 from the same chapter. 28:20. Hallelujah. Are you getting some here today, church? Hallelujah. I'm excited. Praise God. Verse 20 says, and David said to Solomon, his son, he talks to his son again. Now from 11 all the way to 20, he begins to give Solomon directions on what to do, how to build the church here, the tabernacle, the building. But then he goes to 20, he says, now David said to Solomon his son, here it is again, be strong and of good courage and do it. See, he realized, you know what, I got to encourage my son. This is not going to be easy. People are not always going to listen. They're going to want to do it different. So he's really encouraging his son. He says, you know what? Be strong and be of good courage and do it. Regardless if people will not follow, regardless if people will say things that are not true that will hurt, you know what? Do it. Hallelujah. When you do something here for God, how many know you don't do it for people, you do it for God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, my God. You do it for the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, people will be blessed because of what you do, but foremost and first, that you're doing it for God. Amen. I mean, I'm blessed today. Sister Dawn, she took a step of faith. I asked her Wednesday, and she did it again today. She never led a praise and worship, but she said, I'll do it, Pastor. She was waiting for the opportunity. Hallelujah. I mean, that blesses my heart. We have people here who want to do for God. Amen. All of us. Hallelujah. There's something that all of us can do here. Amen. When people are not here, you know what? It hurts the ministry. But we must continue on. Amen. Some of us have to fill the gaps. Right? Say, Pastor Rich, can I fill the gap here? Can I help you here? That's what I need to hear. Amen. When you see people who are not here for whatever reason, say, Lord, you pray for them, but we must move on. Amen. Oh, he says, my son, be strong. He doesn't say be discouraged. He said be of courage. It takes courage to be in leadership in church. Amen. God doesn't call any wimps to be in leadership. I'm serious today, amen? If you can't handle it, you know what? You'll run out of it. You have to be strong when you're in leadership. And I'm talking about church today, but that goes for anything. If you have a business today and you got to run a business, you got employees, if you're weak, they'll run you. How about it, Frank? I got people that work for me at my job. And you know what? Sometimes they don't want to do what's right. It's my job to tell them this is what you do. If you don't want to do this, then maybe this is not the job for you. Amen? You have to be upfront with people. You got to tell it like it is sometimes, right? That's why this week we had to fire somebody and hire somebody. I don't like doing that stuff. That's a lot of work. How many know that? Hiring and retraining. That's a lot of work. Even in church. You know, when people come on board, people are put in positions. Sometimes we have to train you. We have to teach you what to do. That's not just easy. That takes hours of training and disciplining and showing you the way, how you do things. You know, that can be draining to leadership. The devil knows that. He says, you know what? Be strong. Be of good courage. Do it. He goes further. He goes, verse 20, I'm reading. Fear not. Now he says, don't fear. Amen? Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, look at that, David calls God his God. He says, even my God will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Oh, my God. That's the God we serve today. Amen? He's encouraging Solomon. He's saying, you know what? You got to be strong. Don't get discouraged. And you know what? Don't even fear today. Because fear will try to come in sometimes. Oh, Lord, how are we going to do it? We don't have enough money. Lord, how are we going to pay my bills? Don't fear today, church. We got to believe. Amen? We got to believe. He's saying, don't let fear come on you. That's the work of the enemy. That's one of his greatest tactics. If he can make you fear. Those who were here Wednesday night, remember what in our video we saw, the film we saw, it said that the word fear not is the one phrase that's in the Bible like over 360 times. That is the greatest phrase that is repeated in the Bible is fear not. Why do you think he's saying that? Because many of us fear. And God is saying, fear not. Hallelujah. Don't get discouraged today. The Lord is saying, I'll be with you. I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to forsake you. We forsake God sometimes. He doesn't forsake us. He doesn't leave us. We leave Him sometimes. Amen? So He's telling them, you know what? I'll be there with you. And you know what? Until you finish this work for the service of the Lord. How many know God is faithful to the end? Amen? To the end. Praise God. He's a good God. Amen? David is encouraging his son. Now, it didn't say it here, but you know it could have, where he says, you know what? God won't fail you. He won't forsake you. But he could have put here, people will fail you. People will forsake you. But you know what? It don't even have to be said. We know that today. People are people. That's why you don't ever look to people in the place of God today. You need to hear me. Amen? Because sometimes people let you down. Sometimes people will disappoint you. Sometimes people will not do what they say they will do. That's why you have to keep your eyes on the Lord today. Amen? Keep your eyes on the Lord, not on people. because people are human. Not even on me. All right? I will never intentionally try to hurt you or say anything to put you down, but you know what? It's inevitably sometime or someplace I might do something that might offend you. Okay? And you have to be careful not to let that happen, but that's because we're people today. How many know what I'm talking about? We have to understand ourselves. We need to know our hearts today, okay? That we're in this for God. We're not in this for any one person or people. You know what? We must hear God here, church. Amen? I'm not here to listen to people. I will hear you, especially if it's the Lord speaking through you. But you know what? I will not let one person or two people run the church. You got to hear me today, church. Amen? The Spirit of the Lord has to run this church. Amen? We got to be listening. We got to be tuned in to what God is saying. Amen? You know, I've heard some sad things the last couple weeks that people think that my wife, she runs the church. You know, if we're saying that, we need to get before God, okay? That's a terrible thing to say. My wife, she is an assistant to me, okay? God has put many gifts in her, and she wants to be used of God here. She only does what I allow her to do here. I am the pastor here. Hello. All right? But she has delegated authority to do ministry with the women especially. That's a good thing, church. Why do we twist things sometimes? Please, don't say those things. If somebody's here that's saying those things, you need to stop that because you're hurting the body of Christ here. Amen? I am your pastor, but she is a leader here with me. Thank God you got a woman of God who loves God and wants to serve God with all her heart. She's a blessing. Amen? Just like all you are. Let's not be jealous or throw rocks at one another. Amen? We're here to build each other up. Amen? God has blessed all of us here to work together for the ministry here. He encourages them here. You know what? You're going to do it. Just be strong all the way to the end. Now look at what he tells them here in verse 21. Same chapter. He says, "And behold, the courses of the priest and the Levites." Now here he begins to talk about all those who are going to work with Solomon. This is you today, church. Amen. He says, "The priests, the Levites, even they shall be with thee." For what? For all the service of the house of God. Oh, hallelujah. "And there shall be with thee for all manner of workmanship, every willing, skillful man," and that means woman too today, hallelujah, "for any manner of service." Read what he's saying here. He says, "For any manner of service, also the princes and all the people will be holy at thy commandment." Oh. He's telling Solomon here, you know what? Everything you need, all the people that you need to work with you, to do service in the house of the Lord, if it's physical, if it's craftsmanship, you know, if it's carpentry, or if it's spiritual, if we need singing, or we need ushers, or we need teachers for some of the classes, whatever you need, you know what? I'm going to supply those people for you. Amen? And those people that are going to be with you, Solomon, it says here, they will be holy at thy commandment. Meaning, you know what? They're going to serve under you. Hallelujah. They're going to be submitted unto you. Amen? That's what he's saying here. People who are... Now you need to look at it. Look at that verse. It says, people, every willing person. Willing. There's that word again. Willingness. Having a spirit of willingness, saying, "What would you have me to do? I'm willing, Lord. How can I help at Oreo?" Hallelujah. And I understand some of you may think, "Well, I can't do this." And I understand, but you might be able to do this. Right? We all have a gift today. Amen? Some of us can really cook good here. Amen? How about it, Giorgio? Lucia? Some of us can really cook good here. Amen? And I appreciate that. Amen? I really do. I can't cook like you, though. You know, I know that. And you know what? I'm not ashamed to say it or too proud not to say it. I know that I can't. I just don't have that. But I appreciate that you have that. Amen? And you know what? Some of you can't maybe be a pastor today. And I understand that. That's why God has sent me here. Amen? We all have our place, right? But the key is, he says here, you know what, Solomon? I'm going to supply you with everyone that you need. Everyone who's going to have their place in the ministry. Because these are going to be people who are willing, they're skillful, and they will listen. Amen. They will be submitted to your leadership. Amen. On the way here this morning, we were listening to the radio, and we had Moody channel on, and the president of Moody was speaking. And the last 3 weeks, whatever it is, he's been talking about church leadership. I've been doing the same thing. I know you noticed that. Okay. Last three of the last 4 weeks, my wife spoke last week because I felt we needed it. I didn't talk about it because I wanted people to leave or people get offended. You know, you have to respect the pastor. If God is giving them something to share, be open and listen. Amen. If you're not doing anything wrong, then don't be bothered. Amen. If everything's okay, if the word is not for you that day in any particular way, then fine. That's a good thing today. Amen. But if it's for you and you need to receive it and grow and be blessed. Amen. But he was teaching today about leadership and authority. And he says, you know what? If we can't respect authority in the church, we don't respect God then. That's a strong statement today. But it's the truth. If you can't respect a pastor or a leader, maybe your boss at work, who you can see, how can you respect God, who you don't physically see today? Amen. All right? So, I mean, it needs to be taught in the whole body of Christ. You know, this is just something, it's nothing new today. Amen. But David here encourages his son because David knew he messed up and God had a plan. God had a purpose with Solomon to build the temple. Amen? How many know God has a purpose today and God has a plan for Oriel Christian Assembly? Amen? He does. He wants this place to be built. Amen. It's physically built, right? And we continue to update and keep this building in good shape because this is where God dwells. This is the house of God. But we need to build it, meaning we need to see new people come. We need to reach out. We need revival to hit this area. Amen? And God is looking to who? Us. We're the team here. Where are these people in verse 21? You see yourself there. The priests and the Levites, he says here. All those who have any kind of manner of workmanship. Whatever you can do is what he's saying here. He's talking to you today, church. Amen. Every person who is willing and is skillful today. Everyone. All the princes. And then he breaks it down at the end. He says what? All the people. All means everybody. Right? That means no one's excluded here today. All is everybody. All is me. Amen. God has a plan for us today. Hallelujah. He had a plan here, and you can read this whole chapter when you get time. He had a pattern. How many know God does things with plans and patterns? You know, Bishop T.D. Jakes said something Friday night that was so good. I think I brought my notes here. It says, we need to create by strategy today. We need God to give us new strategy here, okay? But how do you maintain the strategy? It's by system. And you know what? Our God is a God of order today. He's a God of system. Amen? When you read the Bible, you see systems that are in place. From the beginning of Genesis all the way to Revelation. God doesn't just do things flippantly, whenever, whatever, however. How many know that's not the God we serve today? Amen? He's a God of excellence. He's a God of order. He's a God of system. Amen? That's what we want here. Praise God. You know, I made a statement to somebody this week. I said, maybe some of the people at Oriel have not been used to some of the order we're trying to bring here. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been here for years. I'm being real honest with you, church. But this is what God is saying now. Either you're going to say, yes, I'm willing, Pastor. I'm going to be with you. It's time to get on the bandwagon. Amen? It's time to say, yes, I'm with you. Let's go for this today. Because you can be submitted. You agree with the vision here. See, you got to be agreed with the vision here. Amen? If you don't follow the vision, you don't believe the vision that God's given us here, then how can you walk agreed? You see? I can't make that happen. You know where you're at today. Praise God. But God is speaking to all of us that it's time. What time is it? I'm going to end with this right now. What time is it? It's time for us to get even more serious today. Amen? It's time for us to go to another level, church. I'm going to read you a scripture as I close. In Romans 13:11. I got to turn to it. I know they'll put it up on the board here for us on the screen. Romans 13:11. My wife is going to like this because years ago I preached on this verse. I'm not going to really preach on it now, but I'm just going to end my message with it. But in Romans 13:11 it says, and that knowing the time, we got to know what time it is, church, and that now it is high time. Amen. Not low time, it's high time. Hallelujah. He says, it is high time to what? Awake out of sleep. We don't have time to get sleepy here. Amen? He says, it's high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. How many know Jesus is coming back, church? We don't have time to play church. Amen? What time is it? It's high time. Meaning, it's time now for us, you know what, to go to another level. Meaning, Pastor Rich, I don't care what's happened, what things are going on, you know what, I'm with you. We're going to do this together, and we'll pray for the other ones that God will work in their lives too. Again, but it's high time. It's time for us to go for it now. Amen? It's time for us to get serious. It's time to know we don't have time to get sleepy here. Amen? It's time for us to come together like never before. Say, I'm with you. God has sent you here. We're with you. Let's do this thing together. We're a team. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. Together, we'll do it. And you know what? We'll be blessed of God. God will bless the work of our hands. So it's time to rise up, is what I'm saying. It's time to rise to a new level. When God is moving, the devil's mad, okay? And I'm glad. But how many know he's under our feet today, amen? We need to bind together with God's divine plan today and then build this house. Can I get an amen today? That's the key, church. Everything we read from Chronicles, you know what? If they didn't follow the order of God, you know what? That building, that temple would have never came forth. And you know what? I don't have time to talk about it, but it was the most beautiful temple ever made, Solomon's temple. It cost tons of money, all right? I can't even tell you how much money it cost, but it was so beautiful, okay? Why? Because it was God's house. This needs to be that way. This needs to be the most beautiful house, right? Because it's God's house. And it's not just the outer temple or the building. You know what? It can be real pretty, and our church is beautiful. We've done a good job, you know, continuing to update it. But it's the people inside here is what makes this place beautiful. Amen? That's what's going to attract people here. It's what they see in you and me, the love that we share, that the concern. You know, when you don't see someone here like today, you don't see some people are normally here, I'm going to encourage you, call them this week. Say, we miss you. We need you. We want you here. We love you. Don't let just the pastor have to do that. Back me up this week. Amen? And you know what? If we pray and believe God, God will move on our behalf. Amen? It's a team. Praise God. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Woo, my God, I just feel blessed right now. I hope you are. This is a focal point for us, okay? It's a focal point. What time is it? It's time to do it. Hallelujah. It's time to get serious. Not time to get discouraged today because you see some open pews. No. It's time for us to bind together. Say, I'm with you. You're my brother. You're my sister. Let's do this together. All right? And watch what God does here. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord, for this place, Lord. This is your house, God. You dwell here at Oriel Christian Assembly, 3400 North Oriel in the northwest side of Chicago, Lord. God, as you spoke to David and Solomon to build the temple, Lord, I know you're telling us to do the same today, Lord. Lord, I just pray you would help us to do this, God. You said you would strengthen us, Lord. You would be with us. So, Lord God, we receive that charge today from heaven above, Lord. And we ask, God, that you would just minister to each and every one of us here today. Those who are not even here, Lord, I pray you would send this word to them in the Spirit. Hallelujah. You can do it, oh God. That, Father, your people would know here that, Lord, we love each one. And that, God, we're in this together. We want to see this work progress and go forth, Lord. But without your Spirit, without your divine plan, it won't happen, Lord. So God, we ask today, show us your plan, Lord. Show us your divine plan, Lord. Show us new strategy, my God. What you want us to do, Lord. How we can reach out in different ways to people who are lost and don't know you today, God. Lord, let this be our heartbeat, God. Even as we come on Wednesday, as we study on evangelism, Lord, that God, we would just have a heart for people, Lord, to evangelize and be a witness, Lord. You've called us to be a witness to every creature in the world, Lord. Help us to be that witness today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless every family here, Lord God. I pray everyone that's here today has been blessed and encouraged by the Word of God, Lord. Bless our day, O God, today. Let it be fruitful, Lord God. And this week that we're about to enter, Lord God, let great things begin to happen, Lord, again in our lives and in our families and here at Oriel, Lord God. Let the community hear about what God is doing here, Lord. Let it be broadcast, Lord God, through individuals talking one another, Lord, through our witnessing, through our testimony, O God, through the phone lines, Lord, however and whatever way, Lord, that you see fit, let your word go forth in power and demonstration from this place. That's our desire today, Lord. We ask this, O God, today, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, everyone says, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.